Hello. Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Good, you?
I guess before we get started, we'll cheers.
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 Cheers. Sam and Diane.
Clink 'em and sink 'em, fellers. Oh, man, I'm not excited about this at all. Oh, Joe's down the whole thing.
It tastes like Mountain Dew and piss. It's not very good.
Not great, no.
It's like super old flat Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that. What was that, Cody, that we just partaked in?
That was a Flaming Moe.
That was a Flaming Moe.
What's a Flaming Moe?
Flaming Moe is an energy drink based on the drink from the show The Simpsons, made by Moe.
The Simpsons.
Speaking of The Simpsons, comes naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. So, he's Mike. So, if you remember us telling you last week, everybody, we headed off to Universal Studios.
The studios of Universal.
Where we did a couple things.
We did a lot of things.
We rode almost everything. Saw almost everything. Bought a bunch of shit. One, you just witnessed us drink together, which is the Flaming Moe.
Heard.
Which, by the way, aftertaste is not great.
No.
Nah, kind of upset that it's the thing. Gonna go ahead and drink some of this this here clear liquid.
That'd be water.
As far as you know. Oh, it made it worse. It made it worse.
Why would
it flared up again.
It flared up.
Oh, girl.
I don't know what you're tasting.
He doesn't know how to drink out of a bottle, apparently.
Gross.
Apparently.
Anyways, we bought Flaming Moe's. We bought a Homer donut, which apparently I'm not going to eat now because it's gross. I'll eat it later. It doesn't matter. But we also bought
a Rudy's cup.
This
Rudy's cup.
Fun thing.
Rudy's
so
cup that I hate.
If you remember way back in the day on this here podcast, we played a little game called What's in Joe's Mouth.
The fact that I did it before means that I shouldn't have to do it now.
You are doing it now. But we're all doing it. So it's not just you this time. But see, last time we played this game, it was called What's in Joe's Mouth. And we were feeding him random Birdie Bots all-flavored beans. So as a fun little thing, because we went to the home of Harry Potter, I bought a box of them. And we're all going to eat them.
What else did you buy there?
I bought a wand.
Oh, yeah?
A stand for my wand.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
who's wand?
I got the Elder Wand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then, I was going to buy a robe, but apparently on some fat person sizes.
That's fair.
So, they were made for kids. Go fuck yourself.
I
kind
saw
of money.
Some adults.
Yeah. There's some shitty ones you can buy, apparently, but not at the park. Because the ones that we were looking at, that Joe and I were actually looking at, they're like a real material.
Oh, it was like a real heavy material.
Yeah,
and it was like,
but then I saw other people who were wearing them, and you see them flapping in the wind, like, and I could see they're a thinner material. I was like, man, those aren't the ones I saw in the shop. Those are probably okay to wear in this weather.
No.
But that thick-ass one, I was like, nah. My balls would literally fall off from sweat.
Yeah.
Once they fell out of my body from being jammed inside my body from riding the mummy.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so first round.
That's a fair assessment.
While we talk about our adventure, I got this one.
Which color is it?
I have a red one.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm not gonna look at the cheat sheet. Let's put that away.
Well, we should look at the cheat sheet.
Well, after, well, like, no.
Oh, look, I got a red one too.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
Ding. Red twins.
Nope.
What'd you get?
Green.
Ish.
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 That might be bad. All right, ready?
Yep.
Yep. It's like a hot tamale.
Oh, is yours? Mine's not.
Yeah.
Mine's like sweet, like a cherry or something.
I got watermelon.
Yeah.
High five.
All right. Round two, Mike, take one.
I'm not scared of watermelons.
I'm scared of watermelons.
Scared of them booger ones, though. I don't want this shit.
Popcorn. Oh, the buttered popcorn. Don't.
Oh, it's so terrible.
I like the buttered popcorn one.
You?
Yeah.
You're a monster.
Okay.
You're a horrible human.
Oh, I got another red one. What'd you get?
Like a weird purplish.
Okay.
Oh, that's a booger. That's
not
a booger.
That's not a booger.
I got blue.
Hot tamale. That's the cinnamon one. Oh, yeah. Mike's got a face.
I don't know what that flavor is. It's not bad.
Mike's got a face.
Let me see the cheat sheet. Sounds. I don't think it's supposed to be gross, but it's pretty gross.
Is it like gravy or something?
It says it's just blueberry, but that's pretty bad though.
Yeah? Uh oh.
Mine's kind of grayish with little purple dots on it. Does it say?
I got a light blue one. It's my third round.
Mine might have been the black pepper one.
I thought that was supposed to be peppery.
No, what was that?
Peppery.
But it's the only one. It's the only thing that looks closest enough to it.
Oh, gray with speckles or whatever.
Yeah, black pepper. I think is what I got.
What am I about to throw in my mouth? Which honestly
didn't taste like black.
Oh, pepper. Sweet! I got soap. I'm about to eat soap.
Which one? What is yours?
I got soap.
Oh, okay, mine's pinkish with some dots.
I think yours is fruity. Candy floss.
Candy floss.
Yeah,
I got a red one.
Solid red?
Yeah.
Hopefully a hot tamale.
Essentially a hot tamale. Is it dark red or lighter red?
Lighter.
I think you might have cherry. All right, soap it is.
Nope, cinnamon.
Oh. No, it is soap. That's gross.
That's actually not too bad.
It's sweet, but it has that soapy flavor. Oh, that's fucking gross.
I'm doing good so far, guys.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, man, I got the first fucked up one.
Oh, no.
What color is that?
Oh, no.
It's like gray with black.
That's
spots.
The black That's pepper. Black pepper.
It's not bad. I mean, it didn't really have much of a taste to it. It just was weird.
Not yet.
So while we're doing this.
I got candy floss again.
No, did that have specks on it?
Yeah.
No, that's not candy floss.
What is it? It's pink with, like, specks.
I mean, marshmallow. Or red.
No, not marshmallow.
Oh, no, you, Tutti Frutti. That's Tutti Frutti.
That's what I thought Rudy, the last man. One was.
Oh, is it?
That's what I thought the last one was.
No, the last one, your last one you had was solid pink, right?
No. It had specks on it.
Oh, so you had that again.
Like how this one, like, lures you in with a bunch of good ones and only a small handful of gross ones, so you...
Oh, great, I got green apple. I thought I had toothpaste. There I was about to be fucking pissed.
Yeah, same one.
So that was the Tutti Frutti.
Well, it does taste like pepper. That tastes like pepper seasoning, pepper. That's gross.
But it's not bad.
It's not good.
Not soap.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather eat soap. That's really gross.
I think I get green apple again.
I don't like that one at all. That's fucking gross, Joe. Don't enjoy that.
I didn't enjoy it. I just said it wasn't bad. What the fuck is this thing?
That's marshmallow. That's toasted marshmallow.
That's marshmallow, yeah.
Okay, so far I'm not doing too bad.
I'm going to pick a gross one.
I want to pick a gross one.
I think this is the... If I pick a gross one, can I just be done?
No.
No.
All right. I think this is the sausage one.
Oh. What color is it? Yeah, it might be sausage.
Sausage?
It's either that or earthworm.
Oh! Win-win, fellas! I won't bite into it.
Phew. What was mine supposed to be?
What color was yours?
It was like a light tan brown.
I'm not too sure.
Yo, that's 100% sausage.
Is it sausage?
Yeah.
Marshmallow, that's what it was.
Oh, marshmallow.
I mean, it didn't taste like marshmallow, but it wasn't like a horrible
thing. All right, I'm picking up. Oh, yeah.
So should we start going over our trip yeah. now?
So what was your favorite thing?
This is going to be...
What was your favorite thing we did there?
Not sausage. Jelly bellies.
When's the last time you were at the park? This is the last time you were there was with me, right? And Eric?
Yes.
When was the last time you were there, Mike?
Like 5 years ago.
Okay. So a lot of things have changed since you had been there.
Yeah.
Okay. My last time there, had been with you and Eric as well.
Okay.
I think I went back ever since then. And since the last time I'd been there... The Simpsons thing hasn't been expanded to Springfield yet. It was just the Simpsons.
Yeah, because they were working on Harry Potter.
They just started breaking ground on Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else is pretty much the same, other than the Monsters thing wasn't there and this time.
The
Walking Dead thing was there instead.
The train. The tram. Not the tram. The tour.
The tour. The tram tour, yeah.
Where they changed the
backlot tour.
Yeah, the backlot tour where they added the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, because these have a different Fast and Furious one that you could go to every now and then, which is basically just a bunch of cars.
Yeah, and like, lift them up and spin around.
Yeah, and like that was then. That was you still drive by that part, We just don't go in anymore. I don't think they use it anymore because why have two Fast and Furious ones? But I do think my favorite thing, oddly enough, was the Fast and Furious turbocharged.
Really?
Part of it. It was super fun.
Hmm.
Just because it was ridiculous. Like, it's over the top.
My
like,
only problem with it is I wish we had better seats, because being literally on the back of the back.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, it kind of.
The 3D wasn't great.
Yeah, no.
If you were somewhere more in the middle, you probably would have been better off on that one.
But the hologram thing, like.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was cool right there as we were watching it, but going back and watching the videos you took, it almost looked real. Like, that's how.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Your eyes see it better. With the video, I did the same thing when I sent you those pictures. I was like.
It didn't look.
Did I take pictures of real hot ladies dancing in a garage?
Yeah.
Did I blank out?
It looked very.
Did I get that excited?
Very real. Mike, you gonna have your next one?
Oh, we're doing the next one.
No, we're gonna keep going.
Yeah, we talk about stuff. Yeah. So, what was your favorite thing, Mike?
I think my favorite ride is still the Simpsons.
It's still like the best thing there, right?
Yeah, man. Simpsons ride is a lot of fun,
and it's the whole thing, because even like the lead up to it, not balls.
Did you get sausage?
I think I got fucking. Is this the? I either got sherbet lemon or earwax.
That's watermelon.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think I got watermelon.
Oh, I think this is sherbet lemon.
I got Tutti Frutti or the candy floss.
Yeah,
yeah. That's candy floss is just pink.
Oh, yeah,
Tutti Frutti. It's watermelon.
Yeah, it's the sherbet lemon.
Good one.
Yeah. So far, haven't run into a bad one.
This is candy floss. All pink.
Oh, that's candy floss. Yeah. No.
Hey, find the sausage one.
No.
Just eat the sausage one.
No.
You got the...
looks like I got green apple.
Light green, or you might got grass. Green apple's a little darker.
Can I pick again?
No. What'd you get?
Light pink.
Oh, candy floss.
Yeah.
So, Simpsons.
That's
a weird flavor.
Right? That is weird.
I think my new grass that part doesn't actually taste that bad.
You have
fucking Canadians, man.
All right, grab another.
But yeah, the Simpsons, I think, is the funnest overall experience. Because even when you're waiting in line, it's pretty fun.
You get to watch the Simpsons clips.
Yeah. I think, oddly enough, Transformers still has, I think, the best 3D.
Yeah, there's this... theirs is really cool because of the way it is, and the glasses really make you focus on stuff. And you're so close to the screens that you don't get the background where you can tell it's not the same. Because it's a 4D, right? Because they shoot hot shit in your face and stuff.
Ugh, what is this?
Balls.
It's like pink.
I think I got sherbet again.
I got candy floss. That.
What is this one?
It almost looks like...
the specs?
No.
Little tiny ones, maybe.
Maybe Tutti Frutti? I don't know.
No.
You know, thinking about it, I think I would have to say that the Simpsons ride probably was the best ride.
I don't know what that flavor was.
Let me see the cheat sheet. Wait.
Yeah, I think it was sherbet floss or lemon again.
Ooh, that has a really weird, like, harsh back taste.
Which one was that?
Candy floss. There's a light pink candy floss.
Yeah, that's a weird one, right?
Hmm. It was Tutti Frutti without the specks. That was weird.
Dark blue, that was the blueberry one, right?
Yeah.
You said that one wasn't good? It was like...
uh-oh.
A butter popcorn?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it specks? Is it specks or is it solid?
No specks, it's solid.
Oh, no, that might be rotten egg.
That might be rotten egg.
Or toothpaste.
What? No, what's the other... there's another one on there. Earwax, right?
Earwax?
Earwax has a weird tinge to it, though, right?
I think... You have either, it's one of three: sherbet lemon, rotten egg, or earwax.
Sherbet lemon is more yellow.
Sherbet lemon.
Where's your? Hey, grab your next one. Don't let him go in with possible fucking earwax by himself. Reddish. What is it? Rotten egg.
You didn't finish it?
No. You want to finish it?
No.
The blueberry doesn't have any, like, weird, like...
not good,
it's got a chemical flavor to it.
Oh, God.
Grab another one.
Oh, that's gross. All these are gross.
Oh.
Man, I got stuck.
That's awful. Don't. Oh.
Hurry, eat a sausage. Wash it down.
Yeah. Run, <Nate.
gasps> Yellow?
Oh, no.
That might be earwax.
Oh, no. I think that one's lemon sherbet.
Okay.
What's the tan one with brown spots? Is that earthworm?
That's roasted marshmallow, bro.
Yeah, that looks like the roasted marshmallow that I had.
Oh, nice. You're in good shape.
Yeah, it's marshmallow.
That's lemon, yeah.
Uh-oh, Mike's got a face. Oh. What color was yours?
Red.
So what's your favorite?
I think I had earthworm.
Ugh.
Red? Yeah. I thought the earthworm was brown.
Mm. Yeah.
It's red.
Oh, like a burgundy color, right?
That's not good.
It's earthworm. I don't think it's supposed to be.
Goddamn, Jim.
So what was your favorite ride, Cody?
I think the Simpsons, well, the one I have the funnest time on, oddly enough, is the Mummy.
Because it's a traditional roller coaster.
It's a traditional roller coaster, and it's super fast.
Only like 8 seconds.
And it's in the dark. But I think my favorite thing to ride, like when we go there, is the Transformers one. Because it's really cool to watch the 3D screen and stuff. Oh my god.
I got another red one. I hope it's not.
This is the candy floss one, right?
I hope it's cherry.
I think mine's candy floss, yeah.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Thank the Lord.
No. Yeah, I think The Simpsons is really fun because the atmosphere.
Is that sausage or is that dirt?
It's earthworm.
It's dirt.
Is it dirt? What color? I can't see it very well.
It's dirt.
Oh. Oh, Joe.
It's butter popcorn.
That's not on here.
It's white with yellow.
That's the rotten egg, dude.
No. No. I want another one.
Yeah, it's thrown in there.
I got it. You gotta eat it.
Not now, dude.
Okay, so I'm going to. No.
But you got... No, it's not... It can't be buttered popcorn. It's not on the list.
Yeah, then it's rotten egg.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't eat that again.
Yeah, don't eat it. It's fine.
Okay, because that was about to come back and bite you in the ass.
It's not...
You're going to bite him in the ass?
You don't have to get all personal about it. Jesus. So angry.
No, because it would literally come back to you. Like,
what was this?
That's watermelon.
Oh, is this watermelon?
Which one?
Oh,
this is watermelon.
Ah, you bunch of cunts.
Technically, you need another one because we just... Oh, that's watermelon. That's weird. Mm-hmm. The Simpsons, the atmosphere is really fun.
That's dirt. That's so gross, dude.
Because I like the... It's probably the most themed of all the areas you go through because they show you the Simpsons clips. And then when you get in the queue line to actually go into the rooms,
it's setting up the story.
Yeah, setting up the story because you're in with the shops. You know, you have a Pooh in his rotten food stand. You have the question guy. You have Willie. You have the sisters. You know.
You have Mo. That's who. Mo, or what? Not Mo. The old Hans guy. Hans Moldman.
Yeah.
Where?
What?
You get an earthworm now?
No,
I already ate an earthworm.
It's me.
I think it's an earthworm.
Pansy ass.
What? Joe doesn't have to eat the same gross ones twice. I don't.
His is the rotten egg one. That's like by far the worst. Besides, like,
see,
that one.
And that's what I was getting at. If he would have made me eat that, I would have made him eat that.
Yeah, that's why I'm out of it. Because he wanted to be a baby about the other one.
Have you ever had the rotten egg one?
I'll get there, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh my god, there's so many left though.
Yeah. We have to eat all of them because like.
No, we'll do.
Realistically, I'm just getting tired of eating. Realistically,
I figured we would just do this the whole podcast.
We could.
I don't want to eat that many jelly beans though.
Oh yeah, that's fucking disgusting.
But yeah, it's the most thematic of all of them. At least leading up into it.
Yeah, Mike, that's fucking gross.
Bad, right?
Grab another one before you take it. Oh, god damn it. I think I know what. Oh, god.
What'd you get?
It's that fucking earthworm one.
Yeah, don't eat that one.
It's so gross.
If we keep eating these, though, we're not going to be able to put together a clear.
Ah. I think it tastes like what an earthworm's supposed to taste like.
They tested it out.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting. Mike, grab your next one.
Hold on, I'm trying to get a gross one. I think the audio is funnier. I think that's earwax. I'll go for earwax.
Oh, that was dirt. I thought it was watermelon. Earthworm followed by dirt.
We got earwax here, guys. Oh. That's so bad. That's... Oh, God.
Right?
All right, we're going to keep going until all of us get a really disgusting one. So either an earwax one or a rotten egg one, and then we'll stop. And once then... I get one of those, then we'll stop.
Okay.
Just pick it out.
Oh, fuck. Oh, the dirt. I think the dirt
might... I'd rather do the hot wings thing again than eat that.
Right?
That's so bad.
Well, when we have 400... Oh, God, it's like... Adding water to it just makes it taste like watery dirt. Did you get a dirt?
No, I got another black pepper, but that one like really tasted like black pepper.
Right?
Yeah. The first one I had didn't really taste like it.
How do they make it taste like dirt?
They probably put dirt in it. Eat a sausage or an earwax and you'll want to fucking kill yourself.
I got a cinnamon one again.
That earwax one, the sausage one you could like muscle down. That earwax one, that's impossible to eat. That's the grossest thing in the whole world.
All right, well, here we go.
You haven't Which had one's that egg. One?
Earwax?
No, well, I'm good. Are you sure?
Right? Yellow with specks?
I think that's toasted marshmallow again.
Is it?
What's that?
I thought...
Here? Banana? No. I don't know.
Yellow with kind of reddish specks?
Yeah, it's given to me. This is a marshmallow one.
I'll get you a...
Oh, wait, no.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
banana.
Nope.
That's banana. Is there a banana one?
Yeah. What you got?
I got banana.
Vomit.
You got vomit?
That's vomit.
We're about to have a walk-off, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to take one bite into this, and I'm going to spit it out. Just for you guys.
Smell this one, though.
I didn't realize it was a vomit one.
Cody, smell...
Yeah, right there.
Shit, that's gross.
Maybe that's what I got.
Come on, where are the gross ones at?
Oh, you got the same...
I told you, I'd take one bite of it.
What is it?
Vomit.
Was it vomit? Does it taste like vomit? Yeah. Does it taste like vomit? That's fantastic.
Maybe, was mine vomit or earwax? It's hard to distinguish.
No, mine was... mine.
What color is the vomit one? Oh, pink spots?
Yeah, you had earwax.
Yeah, dude, that's... Cody, smell the leftover earwax one.
Yeah, because vomit had like the little red specks in it.
Yeah,
and then of course
that one's sausage, right? That right there.
Egg.
You should eat earwax.
I want a vomit one.
This is the weirdest podcast anybody's ever listened to.
What's the?
Is that the vomit one? This one vomit?
Yeah, that looks like vomit.
Okay, there we go. Game's about to go, or let me smell your earwax one.
Oh, it's so bad. Smell that one. Tell me you don't want to try it. What'd you smell again?
How is that done? Oh my God.
Stop smelling.
Is that someone's actual earwax?
I think so.
Some crazy fat fucking scooping earwax out?
I told you. It's the worst thing in the world.
Oh my God. Let me smell that rotten egg one.
Well, he's got a weird little hopscotch of...
Hopscotch?
Hopscotch. Smorgasbord.
Oh.
He said, no, I'm good.
Now eat your vomit.
I hit the back of my throat.
You can taste the smell.
Yeah, so
something in your teeth.
Uh-huh. It's a vomit in your teeth, Joe. All right, just my spit cup.
Give
ready.
Like a watermelon or a good one.
Yeah, it's fine. Go ahead and find all good ones you want. I'm just gonna bring him to work tomorrow and leave him on the table. Let's see who grabs one.
I'm gonna start eating these Skittles.
Oh God damn it! I'm not excited about this vomit one.
Do it. I only took one bite out of mine.
Oh God, dude, the smell of your cup was so bad.
Yeah, because it had vomit
and
rotten egg in it.
Oh, that was so terrible.
Oh my God, this Skittle is so good.
A fucking... How did you even chew that first one?
It's impossible.
I'm like scared to even look for good ones because I might mess up. So
Yo, this one that looks like burgundy with spots looks... Oh, sausage. Does it smell?
No, I mean, it's got the candy shell on it. You can't really smell it.
It looks like vomit.
Can we go just get good Jelly Bellies and just eat those?
One bite. Excuse me.
It's that one pepper.
One bite. In the mouth.
It's super gross.
Have a Skittle. It'll mask the flavor.
He's gonna puke.
It's stuck to my tooth.
Eat a Skittle. It'll mask the flavor.
God damn it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, it does do a better job.
Yeah, it does gross do a better job of masking
the
flavor.
Oh my god. What sick fucker does that? How do they do that?
This was your idea, bro.
This was his idea.
No, this was your idea.
No, because I bought him, and he said, I'm not eating
him. I said, I'm not eating him.
I said, fine, we'll eat him together.
I'm not doing this.
Oh. Why are you guys friends with me?
Nah, you're too old to socialize with anybody else. Oh.
That too.
God damn it. Ugh. It really does taste like vomit.
Yeah.
It tastes like bile.
Mm-hmm. So we're all in consensus then that the Simpsons ride was the best ride there.
Yeah. It's still in. It does.
Now,
it,
is that just a three? Is that just a, like a 4D? It's not a roller coaster, I think.
No, it's a motion ride. It's you sit, you don't actually, you don't move from one position. You just rock back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they shoot, like, just water on you and hot air. It's a 4D ride, as they call it. It's the atmosphere that they build with it, because it feels like you're at Krusty Land, and I think even now with like the games up front
and like all the characters
and all the characters, like and then of course you walk to get to it, you have to walk through Springfield, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was cooler later, because when we were in there right as it opened up at 10 o'clock, we just flooded through it. It was cool, all the sights, but nothing was really running yet.
Yeah,
dude, it smells in here now because of those fucking Happy and Jelly Bellies.
Yeah.
This is the worst place ever right now.
But later when we walked through and like the sirens were going off and we actually saw stuff, like I actually looked up and there was like, you see Krusty, or you see Sideshow Bob like using a rope escaping from the prison.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Snake trying to escape from Springfield
police station.
Police station, that's what it was.
Yeah, you see like the wrecked police car, which the siren goes off every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
They actually themed restaurants to be like that, because you can actually go in Moe's and get a beer.
Yeah,
you can go into Luigi's and get a full size fucking pizza, which is mind blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be like by slice or like the personal size. No, this motherfucker had a full size pizza walking around. I was like, where is he going? He's not sitting down. He's like walking somewhere. I'm like, where are you gonna take a full size pizza, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna try to walk to another part of the park and find seating with a full size pizza and on a fucking, it was not super packed.
No.
But it was busy.
Yeah.
It was a fucking Thursday, but I mean.
And where did we eat? What was it called?
We ate at, we ended up eating at Mel's Diner.
Mel's Diner.
Which
wasn't part of the Simpsons, but.
No, that was Mel's Diner, like traditional Mel's Diner. That's an actual
damn
restaurant.
That was actually damn good food.
Yeah. It's funny, because Mel's Diner, that's not even a Mel's Diner burger, technically. Because you can have a Mel's Diner. There's actually one in City Walk. It's upstairs. Erica, Pearl, and I went there the
year before I went with you guys.
No, I think it might have been the year before the first year. I can't remember which one it was. Because we went twice with just Pearl, Eric, and myself. Then we went with you, because we went with the kid with his niece and nephew.
Yeah.
Which was by far the funnest, because they freaked out. That's also the first year we went, though, is when they had for the Halloween Horror Nights. Was right when the first Purge came out.
Mm-hmm.
So the midway, as they call it, the walkways that go between everything, were just covered in people in those masks, chasing mm-hmm. people around. And the bunch of them had, like, they have axes and shit, which is fucking weird. But they chased this little kid into the candy shop.
That's right.
And they fucking, like, they didn't go in after him, and he's hiding under a table, and like, we can see you, and they're tapping on the glass. I was like, that kid is fucked for life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fucked for life. But yeah, the Simpsons area is pretty cool, because it's, Universal's never been really known as, like they theme everything. It's just the ride,
yeah.
The attraction you go to is that way. But they're really expanding on that, like Disneyland does, where
it's
when you go to Harry
Simpsons
Potter.
Town. It's Harry Potter Town.
Yeah, so like it's and then they're doing the same thing with Jurassic World. They're going to have an actual exploration area. You get to walk through Jurassic World, and then you get on a water ride. Then they're doing redoing the water ride. That's dope. Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool. That comes out. That opens next June. You would have think they would have had that ready to go for like the release of the movie this June.
Yeah,
but whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They have the DreamWorks Theater that's opening up. I'm guessing it's the way they just show a bunch of Kung Fu Panda stuff, but that also encompasses How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
Technically you can do Iron Giant too. That's technically a DreamWorks one. But yeah, the Springfield is pretty cool. Just because it has all the facades of the buildings and stuff like that.
I will say my favorite part about Springfield
was that hot bitch eating that donut.
No. So we're walking. We're obviously we go on the ride and we're watching the thing and it's going through all the different Simpson episodes that they have on there, and they talk about the Bort episode.
Yeah.
But oh, then yeah. We go to the Quickie Mart and yeah, then and you can buy Bort.
Yeah. As the little name tag thing. Yeah.
That was no fantastic. Barts. No yeah. Barts. Bort. No
Borts.
Yeah. Also, that's no amazing. Cody's.
We found one right yeah. here. Keychain.
One keychain.
Cody. Only thing of with name stuff on it in that entire fucking park that has my name on it was this Simpsons one. With Homer and Krusty, riding the Krusty Land roller coaster, and I spelled my name properly. Yep. So I bought it. I'm gonna put it on my lanyard. So next time we go, it's on there too.
Yeah.
Like, my name's Cody.
My name's Cody.
but yeah, I think the Simpsons one. The tram ride's always really fun. The backlot tour.
The tour is always great. Yeah. Yeah.
The cheesy jokes that the tour guides always make. We saw a lot more stuff in production there this time.
Yeah, they're filming a commercial, like a music video and something else.
And they're like, yeah, so
we couldn't go down the
Back to the Future set.
Well, we weren't part of that. Yeah, we didn't go to the down.
But there was that house area.
The one from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, they're filming a pilot.
Yeah.
For something there.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, and then the big blue screen, green screen thing they used with all the water stuff was being filmed for the music video or the commercial. The music video was in the Metropolitan.
Yeah, but in like a back area, like garden-y looking area. Yeah,
that was pretty cool. The King Kong part of that's pretty fun.
Again, but that's another one of where we were in the back, kind of
shitty.
3D was shoddy.
Yeah.
But it's still fun, though.
But last time that we went, we were sitting more towards the center.
So yeah, we were like the 3D we were towards the back of the middle, like the second cart. So we're like dead middle,
yeah.
Essentially, without riding on the little junction thing between two carts. Mm. One of the first times we went with Eric and Pearl, we actually sat in the front. So like it was the dude, the driver, the tour guide, and then us. And it's because it's like two seats, a gap in two seats.
Mm-hmm.
So like. Eric, because he's, you know, a gentleman, sat with me and made Pearl sit by herself. That was actually pretty cool because you get to see everything right up front. The only shitty part for that is, like, you miss all of
the stuff Jaws behind you.
Because Jaws comes up and it's already right next to you. I was like, well, that's kind of bleh.
Yeah.
But we did get Norman Bates coming at us. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
different than the last time I was there. They didn't have him putting a fucking body in the trunk of a car and then come out the fucking tram with a... with a knife. That was pretty cool.
And he's just death staring you.
Yeah, and he dead eyes you the whole time until you get out of shot, and then he goes back.
Yeah.
Well, because the last few times he comes out of the door.
That pace
to look like a psychopath.
Well, just that dude.
They probably have like a bunch of different guys that do it, and then those guys do other stuff in the park. He probably isn't hired just to play Norman Bates. It's just probably it's Norman Bates.
Yeah, but what do you think a day is, Norman Bates?
Probably $15 an hour.
Pretty solid.
Yeah. That's a pretty good amount, yeah.
It'd be Norman Bates.
Because what's California's minimum wage? It's probably like...
It's $11 or something.
$11 or something. So yeah, I would say definitely probably $15 an hour.
What do you think the costume people pay?
They get paid more because there's actually danger pay because of the heat.
Yeah.
I know Disneyland characters, like they only work like 45 minutes at a time before they get swapped out. And they get like paid like $30 an hour.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But you have multiple jobs there too, though.
Yeah,
you multiple. Well, the only ones that get paid more because you're actually the face of is anybody who's not a full costume character. So anybody who plays like a human,
Cinderella,
all the princesses.
Look at that, the makeup all done up and shit.
Yeah, you're in it all day, but you're that, and you work longer. You work longer shifts on the premises because if you're in like a Pluto outfit or a Goofy outfit or one of those,
obviously it's gonna be hotter.
Yeah, especially in the fucking summertime when it's already humid and you're in a fucking goddamn thick suit. But yeah.
Harry Potter World looked pretty dope.
Harry Potter was really cool.
It's a lot bigger than like it went back a lot further than I was expecting it to.
Yeah. I still want to do the Universal Studios in Orlando because theirs actually has the dragon that breathes fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right on top of one of the and theirs is supposed to be pretty massive as well. But yeah, it was way bigger than I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Like I expected it to be like have Oleander's, the wand shop, and then you'd have like a couple other things where you could go in, like do gift shopping or whatever, and like then like the rides. But this, it went far back because it goes up like it was cool because you had the front of the train and you had the big gate you walk through and you see the Hogsmeade sign. The dude told me I look like their keeper of the keys when we went to get our picture taken with the conductor from Hogwarts Express. Big old fucking train. It was pretty cool. Bitch tried to photobomb us.
Yeah.
Right. I love the perspective on that one, too, because it looked like that castle in the distance, like Hogwarts in the distance, was real.
Yeah.
And you should be able to walk right up to it.
Yeah, it's cool. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And as I guess inside, which we could have done even though I'm too fat to ride the ride, was, I guess when you go in, it actually has a bunch of like the moving pictures and stuff, and they have like the ceiling that changes, and it's like a holographic ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And like you see owls flying in and out, I guess, stuff like that. And that might be the Orlando one, I don't know, because we didn't go inside of it because I didn't want to be the fat guy who's, I just want to see it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that one's pretty cool because when you're in it, like you're completely 360 degrees surrounded by all Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. The Springfield one is that way when you get into the main area.
Right around the crusty,
like Krusty Burger spot here, right there. And you see, because you have the Simpsons ride and has all the carnival games and then all that fun stuff. And then that one was pretty. It just looked cool. All the buildings and crazy and all the
Orlando show was the little, you know, thing.
Oh, the Orlando show, yeah. That was the wand pairing.
That was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah, with all the effects they do and stuff, it was pretty cool. They picked the brother and sister.
It's not only the effects; it's also just the excuse me, starting to get a little spicy on the back end.
Yeah, you are.
It's the performance of the guy who's giving it to you.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah. He's doing the really moving fantastic around wand. Yeah. Even when I bought my wand, that guy's playing up too. Like he's like, he looks at it. He's like, no, this one's not good. And he went and grabbed a different one. He's like, oh, this one's good. He's looking at it. And he's listening to it. I was like, oh, this is fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like the first one I brought up was probably fine. He just wanted to play it up, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty cool. Even like oddly enough, the two kids that were chosen to do the wand pairing in our group were the ones that are getting, they're buying their wands right in front of me. And he was playing it up to them pretty good too. I was like, that's pretty fun. Like that's a cool thing. That's, you know, it's not just, oh, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
You know, his British accent wasn't as good as the guys who are doing the wand.
Or the train conductor.
The train conductor was fantastic. I didn't hear that bloke actually might be English.
I think he probably was. Yeah.
It was spot on.
That bloke.
I was like, I think he practices a lot, or his native tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really fun.
Universal's a good time. It's cool because you can basically knock out. We were on a time crunch because we originally wanted to go this week, and we would have had a little bit more time. But had we had to push it back a week or a couple weeks, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
We move it up to when we did it, we got put on a bigger time crunch, so we had to kind of get out of there by like 5 or 6 if we wanted to at all sleep that night. But
even then, we were able to hit up most of all the major attractions.
Yeah,
that we didn't get or the Walking Dead thing, and obviously the Harry Potter stuff.
But well, and some of the little shows and stuff. Like if just a couple more hours, and we literally would have just knocked out everything. Yeah. So you could do Universal in a day. No problems.
Yeah. Universal, you know? Hollywood.
Hollywood in a day. Yeah. And it's a fun day, man. It's a cool place.
Yeah, it's really fun. I think starting with the studio tour is probably the best idea.
Yeah.
If you can get there on that first one. And we have the front of the line pass one, so we got front of the line once on everything, which made it easy to get through everything real real fast. I mean, you stay in a little bit of a line, but you essentially just go right on.
Yeah.
You know? The longest we waited, I think, was Simpsons. I think it was the longest we waited.
Probably.
And that's before you get queued up in the little lobby area. We were actually out.
And the Simpsons itself is a pretty long ride, too. Yeah. So it's probably the longest ride.
I think so, you figure
the wait time's a little bit longer because of that, too.
Yeah. And the fact, like...
The Minions thing was real fun, too.
Yeah, Minions is always fun, yeah.
Yeah, because that was set up kind of like the Simpsons, where you have videos in the waiting areas. Yeah. And then...
I got chosen the stinky guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which that's, was, you know...
Real mean.
That's crazy. At the point, the hairy fat guy is the one that smells bad. You, Gru. Fucking piece of shit.
This guy got heat with Gru now.
I'm also mad at those fucking Harry Potter pricks for telling me I'm too fat to ride a ride.
Way to state the obvious.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't know I was already fat. Thanks. Well, where'd this come from?
Little bitch. What?
What? If I don't lose enough weight next year, I'm just going to hide behind a bunch of people as they walk in. It's like, they can't see me.
I'm just telling you,
I've been fatty. I've been on it before.
Well, lots of times.
Yeah.
Cody's just like, not... he gets in. Click!
Me.
I'll hold it.
Had to have people hold it from each side.
Yeah. That was fun, though, man.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good times.
Spent a bunch of money. Got some cool stuff.
I got a wand.
You got a wand?
Got a wand stand.
A wand stand. I was going to buy a wand until I heard the prices of them. I was like, well, I guess I don't want a wand that much.
Yeah, the wands, they are pretty expensive.
Well, plus by that time that we got around to doing the Harry Potter stuff, the whole appeal of the wands kind of wore off. Like,
yeah, we were like, it was late in the day because I wanted to actually do some of the spells and stuff. But I was like, no, man,
I just like the quality of them. I was like, oh, these are really the dope. Legit quality, like, yeah. These look
even
cool.
The cheaper ones that didn't do the.
And I was thinking, I was like, in my head, it's like, these are like $30. I'll buy one for $30. And then they weren't $30.
No.
And I was all like, well, $30 is what I said in my head. So I'm going to go ahead and pay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $30 is not what.
But I also really want a newt because I'm more. I like Fantastic Beasts more than I really liked Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So they didn't have any of that shit.
Which is weird because that's been out for a while and that was their last movie.
Yeah.
But we got number 2 coming out
November.
Yeah. So maybe a little. Skis. Maybe that by next year, by the time we get back
there. Update that shit. Some.
But like next year,
have like what's his face's wand? Johnny Depp's character's wand.
Mm-hmm. Next year, what we have to do is set aside a few days, go up there, do Disney and do Universal.
Yeah.
Or give ourselves travel days.
Or we do Florida.
That's a little bit more time.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be
actually. That's anymore. A good point. When does Star Wars land? That's next year, isn't it?
Star Wars in California? Yeah. Yeah, it's next year, 2019.
There we go.
So after they open up more.
Summertime of 2019?
I think I said it was. Summertime.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, because right now, actually, at Disneyland is... California Adventures is Pixar days, and Disneyland is Star Wars days. So they have a bunch of the Pixar characters and shit running around in California Adventures, and they have Star Wars characters all
How time. Cause you got we're all older now. We're not kids anymore. How did you feel the next
Speak
day?
Speak to yourself. Yeah. You know what's funny is
because we crammed this in like we're all 20. We're like, we're gonna one day trip it and come back. And I knew it was gonna suck. But like I had to be at work at 5 a.m. the next day. Which blows, but I was like, I can, if I get home by midnight, that's plenty of time. 4 hours, I can operate off of that. But I was so fucking tired. I had to work a whole day, and then I had to go do a job interview for that for a promotion that I kind of I didn't know about when we set up the trip. And I was like, well, fuck, that adds even more shittiness to this. And so after working a full day, I had to go drive for an hour, sit and wait for 30 minutes for my interview, and then interview for 45 minutes. And I was like, I'm going to fucking die when I get home. Like, this is the worst day ever. I honestly didn't feel like normal again because I just went right into a string of work days for like a couple of days after having a couple of days of regular sleep again. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is not as easy as it used to be.
For me, like the next, I closed the next day, so I didn't have to work until 1 o'clock.
So you got to sleep in a little bit.
So I got to sleep in. I felt great all day long the next day until nighttime, and then I like just became exhausted. I was I'm so tired. I wasn't sore or anything, and I didn't get sunburnt this time because usually I get sunburnt. Cause stupid Irish skin.
Well, it's all covered up by hair now, so
it's truth.
Natural sunscreen.
You
got built-in shades.
That's true.
Maybe he's born with it. I think he is.
Gross. I just got vomit back in my mouth again. not my vomit. It was the one from the jelly bean. I was perfectly fine the next day. I was still pissed off because I was too fat to ride Harry Potter, which I still am. But I can't hold that against them except for they maybe should make it for a little larger people. I wasn't really tired or anything until like late, like, cause I get off at 10, I got home, about 11 o'clock and I'm pulling in my driveway and I'm like, oh dude, I am fucking beat.
No.
Came in, I ate dinner. I was going to watch some fucking TV. So I watched a little bit while I was eating and then I was like, no, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to bed. And I didn't have to be working until noon the next day, but I was like, yo, like I need some fucking sleep all of a sudden. Cause I got a good, I only woke up Friday morning. I woke up at like 9:30, and I got home. We got here at like
midnight,
a little after midnight, right?
Yeah,
around there. Because we had your house at almost at midnight.
Nah, a little bit.
It was
before.
11. Yeah. It was about 11:30. I got in my house at right about midnight.
Okay, so yeah, so a little before. So you know, that night though, I was fucking tired still. Like I was beat. Cause you know, you can't really sleep in a car very well. I tried my best, but, so I came in, I took a shit and I went to bed and I fucking slept until like 9:30 ish. So it was good times. Got up pissed like a motherfucker though. Next time I was like, oh, good. I'm gonna hurt my kidneys.
The amount of candy we ate on the ride.
The amount of shit, just in shit and candy we ate was probably not the greatest.
Nah.
That's what got me. Like I felt tired the next day, but that's cause I've been trying to get more closer to 8 hours of sleep slowly.
Your beauty hours.
Exactly. Trying to be a little healthier.
Yeah, that's what the doctors say.
So I was tired, but dude, all that, because I have been eating a lot better.
All that junk food, yeah, I mean, it's all fucking that junk rough, food, dude.
I should have stuck machine gun shits. The machine gun diarrhea the whole day.
Oh, I don't know. Mine wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I felt that crash, though. Like the next day, I was like, "Oh God, man!" Like not Friday, Saturday. I was just like, "It is bad news right now."
Yeah. By the next day, I was like, "I can't do sugar like that again."
It was a terrible. Like, it was terrible. Like
it was just too much.
Yeah. Next time, I was bringing a bag of fucking vegetables or something. Because goddamn, that was rough. Like the beef jerky. I wish I would have had more of that. Like that was. That was good. Like that Jackson Link stuff was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, just so much candy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and Jen just went buck wild at that fucking candy shop.
Right.
On the way home. I went, fucking Christ. I was like.
But she was thinking everybody was going to eat it. And then you grab some of your own.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know she was grabbing fucking.
Yeah, 19 well, I think that was her candy. Plan, is she was just going to grab a bunch of candy. We're all just going to pick at it. And then, like, you guys grab candy, too. And it's like, all right, we're all eating this shit together.
Yeah, I was like, good Lord.
Actually, I didn't grab anything from there. So I ate from what Jen had. Oh, no, there's only one Skittle left.
You sack of shit.
Do you want it?
Not now, shit you gross sack. Yeah, no, it was a good time. Good time.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again when I can ride Harry Potter.
Next year.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see what we got. Oh, we got some time to talk about some newsy news. And then we'll talk a little bit about Deadpool 2, which we'll be watching tomorrow night. Mainly because we haven't seen this, so we can't talk too much about it. That'll be for next week. So news stuff, besides the whole shakeup of TV land in general, which is a fucking just a war zone. in its own right now, because fucking channels are dropping shows left and right. Random stations are picking up fucking shows that, not that shouldn't be picked up. Like Brooklyn Nine-Nine definitely should have never been canceled by Fox, but NBC picks it up. Then more than, I would almost say more than a year later, almost, it feels like Fox picks up Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
After being canceled last season. Like, it just feels like it's been about a year. Maybe it's been less than that, but I know it was last year sometime that they definitely got rid of it. But yeah, I mean, it's, TV's a weird place right now. So many shows were canceled. So much shit is like, they've been lately.
Like popular shit too.
Yeah. A lot of news articles lately has been talking about how shows are coming up on their final season, like Gotham, I guess, their next season's their finale.
Yep.
You have like a couple Netflix shows are announcing their end of run. Hulu out, or Amazon announced a couple of theirs, like Transparent, I guess, is ending their run. A couple other ones. This is one with Jeffrey Tambor where he plays a transsexual. But yeah, like Fox got rid of its top three comedies.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Last Man on Earth, The Mick, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine is canceled out of the blue. Like I didn't know Last Man on Earth was that popular.
Right.
But apparently it was or is. But yeah, no, that one's done. The Mick, which was their highest rated comedy on their channel. That got axed.
Yep.
And then Brooklyn Nine-Nine got axed and then shortly after picked up by NBC. You had the firing of TV Riggs from Lethal Weapon, which apparently now is coming out that Damon Wayans is coming out saying that he was like physically abusive as well.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy's a giant piece of shit.
Right?
Perfect Riggs.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But they already filled that slot. With Sean William Scott of American Pie fame.
Which is a really good casting for this.
Yeah.
Because not only do I think it might actually be a good casting, it's a very interesting, intriguing casting.
Yeah.
Before any footage is even done, you know?
So it's interesting. we got the first trailer for Predator that came out bright and early in the morning. We woke up to go to Universal Studios. That was pretty fun. Mike, what'd you think about the first teaser for Predator?
I mean, it was a teaser.
Yeah.
Like a classic kind of. Sometimes teasers give you a lot. Sometimes they don't give you very much. This one didn't really give you very much.
It was a true teaser.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't really know yet. I'm not mad at anything. Nothing concerns me about it, you know? But, yeah, just kind of waiting on the trailer now to see like how that team fits into. It's weird how they mention that like it's evolving or it's trying to.
Yeah,
like I was like, that's
they're spreading out through the galaxy to evolve.
Yeah, I was like, that seems kind of alienish.
I think that's actually what they're doing is they're trying to grow that, to maybe not Shane Black doing something, but expanding that universe so they get a more modern. What Ridley Scott's doing with the Predator franchise, yeah. And what obviously Shane Black is trying to do with the Predator franchise, and maybe come together for a true, real made by the people who actually care about it, Alien versus Predator movie. But yeah, it's interesting the way the teaser, like I said, doesn't give you a whole lot to go by, but it's pretty interesting. The look of the Predator was pretty cool in the two shots we see of him. But yeah, it's looks like there's a good little sprinkles of humor in it too,
mm-hmm.
which is gonna be good. So yeah, pretty interesting. What else? Any other trailers? I think it was really. We got the Deadliest Class trailer. The Rick Remender comic book turned into a TV show. I sent it to you guys. I don't know if you watched it or not. By the look of Mike's face, I'm pretty sure he did not watch it. So what I saw, the trailer was pretty much, I think, just consistent of the trailer of the pilot they shot, which is essentially going to be the first issue. Lot of stuff just right out of the book, right away. So that's pretty cool. We got the the pilot trailer for Tremors, the canceled show from Sci-Fi. Did you end up watching it?
No, I did not.
It looked pretty cool. It looked
looked pretty interesting.
It looked like the original movie.
Yeah.
You have Kevin Bacon reprising his role as Valentine McKee, and he looked really good. He just looked like an aged version of him.
Yeah.
The Tremors looked a little different. They were stubbier, and they were a lot more worm-like than the new iterations have been in the last few movies, where they added armor, plating, and random bullshit.
So this one's like ignoring all the sequels, right?
Everything past two. So they took in two exists.
Yeah. Okay.
I think if I remember correctly.
Well, two Homeboy left, right? Like Kevin Bacon wasn't in.
Bacon wasn't in two, but Fred Ward and the main guy who's been in all of them has been there. I can't think of his name right now. Michael something or other. Michael Gross, I think his name is.
I can't think of it, yeah.
But he plays Bert, the gun fanatic guy. He's been in all of them, including the prequel movie, where he played his own grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Solid casting.
Yeah. Real hard to do. That was in the Western one.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, the newest Tremors movie, just as terrible as the last one.
So, oh, that's a shocker.
There you go. Not really. They're not even kind of terrible. It's fun to watch them. I got done, I was like, I really hope this is the last one they make. Because I hate saying I'm a Tremors fan, because people go, oh, you like those movies? I'm like, look at the first two movies.
Right.
The TV show was terrible. The three, like, it's funny because they brought ass blasters back, which is from the third movie.
Yeah.
Which are like bipedal ones that like literally have wings and can fly, but the way they get off the ground is they're just flapping their wings. They shoot fire out of their ass,
mm-hmm.
and then they project, they propel themselves in the air, and then they fly around. So they don't actually like flap their wings to fly, they glide, but they shoot fire out of their ass to propel themselves awful. Forward. It's fucking terrible. They were in it, and like it was just, yeah, it was fucking bad. But that pilot, I was like, I'm so disappointed now that I don't even get like one season of this now.
Yeah.
I was like, this pilot was actually pretty good. Like, it was like, pretty cool. But, man, whatever. I ain't mad. What else? The Expanse will end its run on Sci-Fi with the third season.
Boo.
Jon Favreau gave some insight on his Star Wars TV show he's writing and producing. Which hasn't fully been said if he's going to direct anything or not yet. And it will take place 7 years after Return of the Jedi, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So we don't know if it'll focus on Luke. We just know the time frame of it will be focused 7 years after the events of Return of the Jedi. So there's a lot of rumors that it's going to be young Kylo Ren, because he was born a year after. If I remember the timeline of the Battle of Yavin, which is the events of Return of the Jedi.
That'd be crazy if they do main cast characters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nuts.
Yeah, pretty crazy. I wouldn't doubt it, because I mean, Disney is weirdly in love with Jon Favreau right now.
Who isn't?
Because he obviously did the Jungle Book. He's already wrapped production of Lion King, and now he's doing this. It's just another production. So I don't think he's directing this one. I think he's just writing it and producing it, and he's gonna like handpick his directors and stuff for it. But pretty interesting. Let's see what else is we got going on. Shazam finished filming.
Nice.
Yep. I think that's really it. Oh, Chris Evans will be in the next Neil Blomkamp's movie, yep. Called Greenland. We have no idea what it's about yet.
Nope.
Bet it's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, probably. Avengers is hit over like $1.8 billion on its way to its $2 billion mark, which is insane. Okay, that's there's other stuff, but we're gonna talk a little bit about Deadpool 2 before we wrap it up. These jelly beans are really whooping my ass.
Deadpool 2.
So we'll be seeing it tomorrow night.
See.
And then talking about it all next week.
Yep.
So we'll give you a whole week to
all the watch spoilers
it before we spoil it for you.
We gonna spoil it.
So we'll do an abbreviated version, because I mean, I can't imagine what we're all like. I can't think of as three things we all want to see, but I'll say one thing each that you're most excited to see in this one. What do you think? What do you got, Mike? One thing you're most excited to see or want to see?
I don't know. I just want it to be more ridiculous than the first one.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that's what it is.
That's all I'm really looking for. I mean, Gable's cool. I'm glad to see him in it. So, well, I'm just not really expecting anything. I just want it to be more craziness, yeah, more fourth wall breaking, and more like one more big action sequence than it was in the first one.
Gotcha.
I feel like their budget kind of stopped them from having like one more big, meaty action sequence.
Yeah.
And I think this one's obviously, you get that sequel money, bigger action.
Especially since you do so well the first time out.
Yeah.
Joseph?
More off-the-wall humor.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was over-the-top shit.
Yeah.
I am most looking forward to the action scenes between Cable and Deadpool. I want that seriousness and hardcore, I'm going to murder everything in front of me, Cable, versus the slapstick fun of the human cartoon character that is Deadpool. And it all stems from that scene I saw in the trailer where Cable's unloading that pistol from like 3 feet away, and Deadpool's trying to block him with his swords, and you can see bullets and the ricochet off the swords, and they're hitting stuff around him, and there's that long shot from the side where you see both of them, and it goes, and he stops and he's winded, he's like, man, your bullets are fast. You can see actual holes inside of a suit. I'm like, that's actually really funny. Apparently there's some pretty inappropriate jokes pointed towards some of the returning cast members. Like, he's got some pretty naughty nicknames for him, I guess.
Cool.
But I mean, I'm not shocked at the thing, because he called Colossus a big metal dildo in the first movie, so
yeah.
I mean, it's not too far from that, right? But it'll be interesting to see where they go, and I wonder how much the X-Force members are actually in the movie versus just the kind of the last hurrah or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see. Kind of excited about it. It's one of those things where, like, I think it's just, I think it's gonna have the right kind of magic to be a really good sequel.
Yeah.
Pretty well excited for tomorrow night, I would have to say. Tomorrow night about 9 o'clock our time. But I think that's it for this week's episode. Mm-hmm. Everybody. So tune in next week when we talk all about Deadpool 2, what we liked, what we didn't like, if we liked it or not, the stuff we, you know, we're surprised by, all normal stuff we normally talk about.
Something tells me we're going to like it.
And then that will lead us into seeing Solo the night after that, so we'll talk a little bit about as what we're
going. The next night is Solo?
Yeah, that's the
next week.
Next week.
Oh, I was like, what
so
the
when
fuck?
We come next week, okay, when we record about Deadpool,
I got you now.
The next night we'll be seeing Solo, so we talk a little about our anticipated stuff.
I was
about
so
Solo
confused
too.
For a second.
You're like, wait, we're seeing two movies in a row? I don't know that. No, it's the week after.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
That one's so much better than the first one. He's given the sign off signal, and then I'm Cody, of course. And as usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
All natural.